Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Judith, we're
okay,
here.
Come on, Judith.
Off we go. You know, like in the old days, we used to clap along to the theme tune. And, you know, we can't hear it because we're doing this virtual and lockdown and all this. Yeah. But let's pretend we can
let's
hear it.
Let's pretend.
Now.
Come on.
Let's clap along. Come.
Clap along really badly.
Can't even remember it.
La, 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 la. I can't. No, I can't.
Well, it wasn't
really
like that.
We are useless.
You're just making it up as you go along.
We were always useless at that. Hello. Yeah. Hello, Jenny and Claire.
Oh, God, that was loud. Loud in my ear, Judith. Right, I'm just turning it down a tad on my microphone here and on my computers.
Can't do that in real life, Jenny. Just to remind
unfortunately,
you.
Unfortunately, you haven't got a knob on your back that I can just switch off.
This isn't a knob at all. I'm knob free.
Well, sorry, thank goodness for that. let's tell everybody. We are Older and Wider. It's Jenny and Claire. And who are you?
Judith Holder.
That's
reporting for duty here.
We have to start. We have to start this show with an apology, don't we, Judith? Because we have to apologise to those who found last week's cyst and feet material distressing. We got a few emails, didn't we?
And I think we might have overshared. We might.
Do you think we got a bit graphic?
Yeah. I think we did get a bit graphic, possibly a bit too 3D, really.
The spot. There were some people that were actually gagging, apparently.
I know.
But it wasn't entirely our fault. I mean, I got quite graphic and vivid about my feet because I'd done the foot exfoliation.
Yes.
And then, for some reason, I thought it'd be quite funny to put a picture. I thought it'd be quite funny to put a picture of my shedding foot on Instagram.
That quite didn't go a lot down of people just, well,
no,
did it?
Not no, particularly no, well. No. I thought there'd be lots of sort of, oh, hilarious emojis, you know, the weeping laughter emoji. But there were a lot of green face emojis.
It was a very strange image, I have to say.
Somebody said it looked like a roast pork.
Oh, I don't know about that. No, it sort of reminded me of kind of like, you know, like when you go to a stately home and they have that kitchen on the basement that's quite interesting.
Yeah.
And they have that, it's like a sugar cane thing that people used to scrape bits of sugar on. It's like a great lump, like an iceberg of funny sort of flaky whiteness.
Yeah.
And out the corner of my eye, I thought, what the hell was that?
It's my
and
foot.
Then I did a sort of, ooh!
And then last week we read out an email from somebody who popped her own cyst or several cysts. She had a family of cysts. Anyway, we're not talking about it again. We're just not. Mind you, there was one email we received further on this subject. In fact, there were two that made my stomach churn, Judith.
Yeah, I think if we're thinking of the same one, it was too much.
It went a step too far. I mean, it was a brilliant piece of writing. And, you know, there are people listening to this thinking, oh, go on, read it out now. But we're not going to because we promised not to.
There'll be lots of people who aren't thinking that as well.
But if there was somewhere we could publish it, you know, a special forum for weirdos, we'd do that. But we're not encouraging you.
Let's just stop it.
No. So anyway, what exciting things have been happening to you in this?
Oh, I've had a shit morning.
My goodness,
it's only 10
Judith
o'clock.
We're swearing already. Bloody shit and fuck. Go on, what's happened?
Well, I was doing my usual pottering around routine, you know, dressing gown on, hose pipes, doing all the kind of early morning things. I've got this lovely routine. It's actually the best bit of the day, isn't it?
What time are we talking, Judith?
Oh, God, it's 6:30 this morning.
Oh, Jesus, God in heaven!
Yes.
No!
Actually, that's a bit late for me. 6:30.
Oh,
normally it's...
Judith!
I'm out
Will you get back into bed? Will you get back into bed?
Yeah,
half
I know.
Half past six
I'm,
in the
know.
Morning.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, at least I'm not...
It's not even a nice day. The weather's broken.
So I was doing my usual pottering around with the hose pipes and a nice cup of Earl Grey tea. T2 Earl Grey tea has to be the right one in my favourite mug. Got to be the big mug. Okay. And, you know, sort of planning what I was going to have for breakfast, you know, doing all those things, writing a few lists, blah, blah, blah. And went into the garage to get some puff pastry, like you do. Because that's where the freezer is.
So, the big freezer. The big freezer.
The other thing that happened is that bloody Mike forgot to put the bin out. It was bin morning and he'd forgotten to put the bin out. So I had to drag the bloody bins over the gravel. Thinking it might wake him up. Well, serves
well,
him right.
Yeah,
anyway.
6:30 in the morning. If I were your neighbour, I'd be so cross.
Well, you know, the bins
I think bloody Judith and Mike. Why didn't Mike put it out last night?
Well, who's exactly, precisely? Anyway, don't stop blaming me. Should have gone out last night. So done all that. Went over to the garage to get the puff pastry, planning evening meal, of course, and. I thought, well, the garage is a bit... It's one of those up and over doors.
Roll it up, roll it down.
Big, big wooden thing.
Is it on remote control, Judith?
Oh, no.
Do you remote control it?
That. No, you have to get it just right. You know, you just have to push just hard enough for it to go over, but not too hard that it catches your chin. It's quite a sort of, you know, I've developed the art, we both have. Anyway, I thought, oh, that feels a bit stiff this morning. So I gave it a good old yank and this terrible noise, you know, like a great big spring breaking happened.
Yeah.
And a really loud noise, bang. And
the sound of disaster.
So basically it's jammed. So now the garage door is neither openable or shuttable.
Halfway up and halfway down.
Yeah.
Did you have to sort of limbo dance out from under the garage door in your nightie?
Well, no, I didn't get that far. It's a good job. It didn't happen when I was inside and I tried to close it. Otherwise, I'd be stuck in there now. So we got a... That's going to be an irritating task.
So are you trapped away from your freezer?
The puff pastry, which is my prime concern. Absolutely.
Judith, you might have to make your own pastry.
Anyway, that's going to be really irritating, isn't it? I know there's going to be a man called and a new garage is going to door. Oh,
yeah, this time, though, Judith, it could be grand because you could go sort of a bit high tech with this garage door. Because my mum had one that you pressed a gizmo like a remote control in the car and it went up and over.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did she never lose the gizmo?
No, because it was always in the car. You know, she couldn't do it. I mean, she was still driving when she was 89. You can't have an 89-year-old. Yeah. She drove until she had her cataract operation, which didn't work. And then the bloody macular degeneration. It's all a disaster, isn't it? Anyway, garage doors. And my grandfather, weirdly enough, lost one of his fingers in one of the very first remote-controlled garage doors.
No.
I've just got this sudden image of his hand, and I think it was the right hand, and it was the sort of, the ring finger on it, your right hand, or it might have been the middle one, I don't know, but it was just a stump, yes.
Oh, no, and he got it stuck.
Oh, God, we mustn't talk about this, we mustn't, because
it's edging towards
and feet.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway, how are you? Jenny?
I'm all right. I'm very sad about the weather breaking because it's coincided with the slight relaxing of more rules. And, you know, we were going into this, you know, garden socialising phase of lockdown. And nobody's got to gardens. Well, you were. You've been like fucking weeks in the countryside. But those of us who've been, you know, those of us who are townies, we really only got the green light to garden socialise this week. So we've only had a few days of it. And I think everyone was playing really nicely. I just want to say right now, I'd like to thank our neighbours. Thank the neighbours on the left-hand side. I don't know why that came in my head, but there's some young people that on one side of our house, right?
Yeah.
We've got a house that is occupied by young people. Now, that... Mm-hmm. Could be a nightmare, couldn't it?
Well,
be an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
And there's quite a number of them in this shared house, but they're all quite well behaved, I have to say, and I have to thank them right now, because I think what they're doing is that they have got a Spotify playlist that must be called Let's Not Upset the Old Neighbours. And Jeff and I, we sit in our garden and we don't have to have any music on because we can hear theirs. And because it's sort of, there's quite a lot of tree and wall and stuff like that, it's quite muted. And they're playing a lot of 90s indie stuff and some 70s classics. Lovely. And it's as if they've typed into Spotify, old farts live next door, the woman's a bit mental, a bit sweary, we don't want her shouting over the wall. Please play something that's not going to make them kick off.
Wow.
Judith, I am so... Every time I hear their music, I think, oh, I could have chosen that. I'd have, wow. I'm enjoying this. I know. Yeah. Is, aren't I lucky? I'm but not lucky did. With it, many things, but
you
that,
are very lucky yeah. with the Neighbours. Very, yeah, but now, do you know, you're not really a music player, are you? Sorry, I when I'm at your house, I don't think I've ever heard you put music on. Really, you don't do
annoys
it. Do
you? It annoys me. Annoys me. If it's not the sound of my own voice, it annoys me. No. What it is, it's really Jeff and I had a conversation about that. I listen to music in the car. I've actually got quite a shit hot playlist on my phone. You know, if you do a shuffle.
You know?
Because we're coming back from somewhere the other day. I just sort of plugged in my phone, you know, so it came through the speakers. And Jeff said, your playlist shuffle is really good. And I think, yes, it is. Music for me is quite a ritualistic thing. And I like it most when I'm by myself in a dressing room and I'm getting ready to go on stage.
Oh, and do that's, you?
Yeah.
That's really interesting. So what do you play? Come on, I want to know what you play to get yourself hyped up, you mean?
No, not particularly hyped up. I have a really kind of quite broad mix of, you know, a bit of Bowie, a bit of loads of indie stuff, a bit of Motown, some, you know, not Sandy Shaw, Petula Clark, things like that. Loads of classic kind of stuff. And then some First Aid, you know, some modern stuff, a lot. I quite like Icelandic pop.
Is that Bjorn? No, Borg. Bjorn Borg. What's she
Bjorn
called?
Bjorn Borg was a tennis player. Bjork. No, Bjork. Weirder than Bjork. A bit like that. But, you know, yeah, it's sort of. Anyway, one day I'll let you browse through. One day. But I don't really like it in the house if the doors are closed. I feel a bit claustrophobic. When do you play music?
A lot in the car, and I play it very loud in the car. And I go through phases in the car, and it doesn't happen anywhere else where I get really into like one track.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. I did that like with an Adele number once. I think it was the one everybody went mad for. But I played it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Obsessively. And the one I've got on the brain, I've downloaded. How many tracks have you downloaded in lockdown?
None.
Okay, I've done one. I have done one. Right. I used it. You know, we've just started watching The Sopranos 20 years after everybody else.
Yes.
The theme tune to The Sopranos is one of the sexiest, dirtiest numbers I've heard in a long time. And that's the kind, if you want to know what's right up my street, it's they're called the Alabama Three. Mm. And there's this track called Woke Up This Morning, and it's pure filth.
Well, I'm dying to hear it now. I wonder if Daisy can play it, if we'd be allowed.
I don't
to
think
play
we're
it
allowed. If she can, she'll just play a bit of, you know, just a little bit of it. Anyway, but that is, I Shazammed it while it was on, you know, when you do the Shazam.
Oh, you mean you pointed it at something?
Yes.
No, is that what you mean, a Shazam?
Yes, is Shazamming is. Yes, you Shazam it. It's an app on your phone.
You.
So if you hear a track, you know, in a cafe...
Did it cafe?
Yeah. The other time I downloaded something, I was in Gales in Dulwich, the very posh patisserie, and I Shazammed it.
Well, during lockdown, my equivalent to that, now you've mentioned it, is Hans Zimmer track, which is the, you know, that thing in The Lion King where I think the dad dies or the mum dies and then they hold up the baby lion and it's all about kind of passing on the genetic baton, really. But I've been playing that and it's got, you know, and I played it really loud and it's like, it's really got me. Oh, God. You know, all about sort of motherly love and got myself into a bit of state with it. But I'm just kind of self-indulgent.
Yeah, but that's what music's about, isn't it? I mean, the only time I ever used to play tracks, by myself in my bedroom was about 14, 15, you know, and I was going through my Donny Osmond phase. And I used to play, and they called it Puppy Love. That was the one over and did over. You? Yeah. And then while I was listening, I even had a bullshit detector back then when I was 14. And I knew I was playing the role of a 14-year-old girl in her bedroom listening to Donny Osmond, because that was what you were supposed to do. But there was the other half of my head going, fucking hell, I'm bored now. Oh, God, here I am. Here I am lying on my bedroom floor. Come on, I'm meant to be dreaming about Donny Osmond.
How funny.
Maybe I should touch my breasts.
So there was a sort of sense of irony even then.
Oh, totally and utterly, yeah. All the time. Never been able to get rid of that horrible, cynical voice going, oh, look at you lying on the floor like a 14-year-old listening to your pop idol. Oh, what a prick. So just a couple of things back to the garden.
Oh, yes.
And just garden etiquette.
Oh, garden etiquette. I thought you were talking about the garden. You mean garden etiquette? Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Garden socialising. The rules. Now then, what is your view on people coming in to use your lavatory?
Don't like it, haven't done it. In fact, we had a boiler problem the other day, and the guy was here for ages, and he said, would you mind awfully if I used your toilet? And I said no. I thought, no, I'm sorry, never done that before. I said I'd really rather you wouldn't. No, I mean,
what did he do instead?
I said, we've got a big garden, let's hope he didn't do a poo. I didn't stick around and supervise. But
right,
no, I think I've quite liked, and like a lot of people, I like not allowing people beyond, you know, the trellis, the sort of, you know, I like the idea that people don't come in. Go on.
We had a gardener. Well, he's just a lad that lives down the road. He's not our gardener. He's just you know, we see him now and again and we say, you know, will you come do our leaves? Because we're so goddamn lazy. And also, you know, he's really young and he's really interested in horticulture and he's really trying to get in there, and it's, you know, so hard with people. Anyway, I'm making excuses now. And he came and he said, do you mind if I use your bathroom? And I you know, similarly sort of went, oh, no, but I didn't. I heard my voice go, no, it's fine, absolutely fine.
It's not what you felt, though, is it?
There was a bit of me that went, oh, but no, I just, after he'd gone, I just sort of did it, went in there with a bit of bleach and stuff. You know?
Did you? Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I did. Because I just thought, well, what's the sensible thing to do here? And our garden really isn't big enough for anyone to sort of, there's no trees where you can go and hide behind and have a pee or a poo. There's not enough leafage. You know, if somebody did need a poo, it would be an impossible situation for them.
It'd be rather in view as well, wouldn't it, really?
I think that because all the festivals have been cancelled this year,
I think there'd have
been a complete run on those portaloos. I think people would be in the same situation as you and I, not really wanting people to use their indoor lavatory, but knowing that guests have to go. So, you know, just how much would it be? Because you can hire them for builders and stuff, can't you?
Absolutely.
You can have one put in your back garden. I think you should have a portaloo in your back garden. You've got plenty.
But I'd like it forever. I mean, I want to hang on to it, really. But we've had the girls here to eat at the weekend.
The girls, both of them.
Yes, we saw both of them. It was absolutely.
Oh, you haven't seen Ellen face to face for a long time.
Months and months and months and months and months. And
did you cry?
No, I don't think I did. I think I might have jumped up and down like I can visualise Sienna doing when she was little, when she was excited. I think I did a bit of that. And so they brought their own cutlery and plate and glass and mug. But then, you know, it just gets really complicated. You just say, oh, no, you can't touch that. And wait a minute, we can touch that, but you can't touch, you know, it's like, it's okay if we touch it and then give it to you, but you can't touch it and then give it to us. It's a mind fuck, isn't it? Oh, it really is.
And what did you cook?
Getting a little bit.
Yeah, were you thinking, go on, fuck off home now, fuck off home? what did you cook?
You know, that is interesting, because by the time we got to about 7 o'clock, I was thinking, well, look, I'm normally, you know, I mean, I've got to be on the sofa. By 8.
I've got things to do.
That's my routine now. Yeah. Even though it's the girls, I had big instructions from Ellen as to what to cook. God, she's bossy. Yeah, so it had to be, she wanted pigs in blankets, and she wanted roast chicken, bread, you know.
She basically wanted Christmas dinner. She wanted a version of Christmas dinner.
Yes. Yeah. However, there was a problem because I did a Tesco shop leading up to this, an online Tesco shop, right? And did an initial shop to kind of Bagsy the slot, you know?
Yeah.
And then, because you see, what happens is that you can change your order and add to your basket for days and days and days until, like, you know, a few hours before the actual delivery. It's amazing. So I was doing this, you know, and I said to a couple of neighbours, oh, I'm doing a big Tesco shop if you want to get, you know, so Liz ordered some fish and, you know, Patty ordered some, some stuff that she wanted, some pasta that, you know, all that stuff. So I was adding to it. You know where this is going, don't you? I was adding to it all week, okay? Really excited. It was going to arrive on Friday afternoon. And then they rang me before. I said it was between 7 and 8, you know, so we built our evening round this sodding delivery. And, you know, so it finally arrived. I got a bowl full of washing up liquid to wash the bits and pieces, you know, that were in packaging. Really well organised. It was like having a new car. It was like a new car was arriving. And so he put it down on the, he said, is it all right on the doorstep? So he put it on the doorstep and there were two bags. And I said, well, yeah, but
where's the rest of it?
Everything else? I don't think there is anything. Well, there must be something else. So I made him go back on the van and check every single thing. So basically, every time I'd been putting things in, I hadn't kind of been consolidating. You know, so it was just the initial fucking shop.
So you hadn't got your mate's things?
No.
You hadn't got Patty's fish?
No, I had to go to Sainsbury's and say, you know, I felt so stupid. God, it was annoying. Bloody hell.
I prefer to do it myself. I have to say, I've got my Tuesday routine and I go in the morning and there are no queues anymore and it's become a lot less traumatic. Oh. I have to say, the last couple of weeks, it's been quite easy. And I usually do a few bits for Phoebe as well because she likes to conveniently forget a few quite expensive items and then phone me on a Monday night.
She was going to
have a barbecue. And she got everything ready for a barbecue over the weekend, you know, got the plates, kebabs, salads, veg on skewers. And then they're about to light the barbecue and a dead mouse fell out of it. So they had to abandon it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now, you see, my reaction to that is I'd probably have just wiped it down with a damp cloth because I'm a bit grubby.
I would too.
But Phoebe was going, it could have had maggots. It could have had maggots for months of maggots in there. Oh, well, you know, just a few fire lighters, burn it off, might add a little bit of piquancy.
Yeah, I had a friend once who had a mouse that had fallen into the toaster for some sort of student flat share, and everybody was wondering what this terrible smell was for months and months. You know, what the hell is that? And then somebody obviously tipped the toaster upside down.
Jesus,
this charred mouse.
I probably told you this before, but that, you know, my friend Julie Ballou, her son, when he was about six, he was at primary school anyway, he was putting his shoes on. He was at that age where he could just put his shoes on. He said, oh, I can't get my foot in this shoe. She said, yes, put your shoe on. Come on, go and be late for school. And she was helping force his little foot into this shoe. She said, it feels a bit tight, but, you know, we can't get new shoes now. And he came home limping. He'd been limping all day. She said, what's wrong with your foot? He said, oh, it hurts, you know, I can't move my toes. And then she took his foot out of the shoe and then sort of gave the shoe a bang and there was a dead mouse curled up.
Oh, poor little mite.
I know.
Well, I hope he had socks on.
Oh, yes. So,
can I just ask you something? Because I think what's interesting is because Tuesday is your supermarket routine. So do you think once we are properly out of lockdown, which kind of might be quite soon, really, will you have routines? Because I don't think you were ever, like me, you know, you haven't got the sort of job, well, not that I've got a job anymore, you know, that was ever had a routine, have we? And neither do we. We don't do like shift work or any pattern of anything. So will you stick to your Tuesday morning being your, will you stick to any of those routines?
No. It's like I got a bit sort of cross with myself because I think some people have had a very good lockdown. You know, a bit like a good war.
Yeah. Oh, and yes. Interesting analogy. Yes.
That, you know, some people have really managed to take advantage of this time. And I haven't quite taken advantage of it properly. I'm as fat as a pig. I've barely done any decent writing work. And I haven't even got a tan. I've kind of failed at lockdown.
You know, I haven't. What are you talking about?
Well,
first of all, you're on Grace and Perry's art show. Thank you very much. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was last week. That's over, love.
No, And you've been doing your painting every and piece of art every day, which was a huge achievement.
And you've got a tan, haven't you?
I've had quite a good lockdown, actually. I have to say, I think I have. I look like I've been to Malaga for 3 weeks, and the garden's looking amazing. I've done up a boat. I've done lots of art. I've done loads of dressmaking. Yeah, I kind of have, really. I mean, you know, the garden has been the absolute lifesaver. Miss the girls like mad. Miss loads of friends. But actually, yeah, I think I have had a good... We've had a good lockdown. Yeah.
I come out of it with a tan. What else do you want? I mind you, I did change my sheets for the third time in lockdown the other day. So there you go.
Okay.
We're going to talk about your boat again later, but I've just got to tell you something that went horribly wrong for me this week. Something.
Oh, God.
I did one of the worst things that I have done as an adult.
Oh, my God, Jenny. Yes. That's quite something.
Let me tell you what went wrong. This terrible thing that I did. The worst thing I've done as a grown-up person. Okay. So I go out and I'm bloody aphids all over my roses. Bloody aphids. So I grab hold of the rose clear and I start spraying. I've got four pots of roses and I know what they're called. They've all got names. There's Desdemona, there's the Litchfield Angel, there's the Iceberg, and there's the Vanessa Bell. And I've done them all, and I'm just finishing the Vanessa Bell. And I'm thinking, this is odd, because I'm using Rose Clear, which is a spray. And normally when you spray it, it's got a very, very definite scent of roses. It smells of roses.
Sorry, is this to kill the bugs?
It's to kill the aphids. Rose Clear.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's just a gentle spray thing, you know.
Yeah.
And so I said, I can't smell the rose scent that usually comes out of this bottle. This is very odd. And then I was thinking, you know, how your brain takes you immediately into panic overdrive. I thought, well, it's one of the signs of COVID, isn't it? Losing your sense of smell. I can't smell the smell that normally comes out of this bottle. And then I looked at the bottle and do you know what it said? It said weed killer. I didn't even know we had weed killer in the garden. I didn't even know, right? And the reason why we've got it, because I've had some, you know, I put this on Twitter and I've had some comments. And we've got these pebble pits. It's difficult to... They're little sort of dips in our very small garden. They're just full of pebbles. And occasionally, when big weeds come through, Jeff zaps them with the weed killer. I didn't know we had it. I'm very short-sighted. You know, and I just grabbed the wrong bottle and I went very, you know, when a terrible thing happens and I just went very cold and very calm. And I said to Jeff, I've just done a terrible thing. Can you help me? What should we do? And he said, right, hose on now. So we hosed the fuck out of them. Hosed all the poison off as soon as I realised. But I have no idea if it was too little too late because, you know, I didn't know how poison works, but Jeff told me that it travels through the leaves down the stems to the root.
So it could take
a couple of weeks before we really know.
In my experience, weed killer does absolutely fuck all. I mean, speaking of somebody who's got a bloody large garden with, you know, bindweed and everything else, and I've taken everything, you know, short of bloody napalm to it all, nothing shifts the weeds. As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but these are delicate roses. So if anything's going to kill them, you know, they're still blooming, Judith. I mean, they're still
a girl every day. I'm going to put money on them pulling through, Jenny Eclair.
Well, I thank you for your kind words of encouragement because on Twitter, there was not quite so much kindness. There was a lot of that. I'm teaching you to have weed killer in your garden.
Oh, really?
And you just go, because I said, I have done a terrible thing. I have just sprayed my roses with weed killer. Can anyone offer me any words of reassurance? Very few people did, but there were quite a lot of people going, oh, well, if you will keep me, killer. And you just go, no, I wanted reassurance.
I think they'll pull through. I'm feeling optimistic for your roses, but I would move the weed killer.
Should I tell you something else I've done? After my terrible disaster with the roses, Judith, something that has cheered me slightly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I did? I dyed a T-shirt successfully.
Yes, I saw the photo on Instagram, but I didn't see it close up.
No, I did a funny thing on the Instagram because the T-shirt, right, I'd bought two T-shirts from COS, And one was navy blue, and the other one, it was meant to be white, and it came in this terrible cream colour, like ice cream, vanilla ice cream. That's just not good for me, because that's the colour of my skin. And so I thought, well, I can't be asked to take this back, you know, send it back, all that kind of thing. I've ripped the bag. I'm going to dye this. And I sent off for some orange dye, hot orange. Ooh. Ooh. And I got this big pan that I have no idea why I should have a big pan. I think once I did a very big lot of potatoes when I had people for sausage and mash. Anyway, never used it since. And it was the perfect pan for dyeing a T-shirt
was
in.
It?
Yeah, I really, and I did it according to instructions. I obeyed every instruction. And you know what? It came out bright orange. It's really good. And I wore it in the park and I got Jeff to take a picture of me from a distance, like a Where's Wally thing. And then I put it on our Instagram so that people could spot where I was on in Dutch Park.
Well, the helicopters would have found you. I mean, you know, but people from space on that spaceship would have seen you.
Absolutely. Do you know what? I'm going pink next. I've got a pink dye coming. I've got some terrible shit bras. I'm going to dye them all pink, and I've got some washed out linen trousers that were once pink and they've gone to more or less a sort of just
beige. You've got
the
dye thing, haven't you?
I've got a dye thing. I'm not tie dyeing though, because I don't like that, but a lot of people do, and it's a great lockdown thing to do, actually, dyeing stuff.
Well, you've got to give me the bug. As you're saying it, I'm thinking, do you know, well, definitely the underwear drawer. Well, I could just tip the whole underwear drawer out into
go indigo or violet or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Because some of my bras are just, I look at them and they're the most depressing looking things. A bra that's gone has really gone, hasn't it?
Well,
now, listen,
counts.
I want to know about your boat.
The boat has, well, the initial enthusiasm for the boat has turned into a bit of annoyance, really, because, you know, the 45 quid bargain, and this
I'm
happens
so
with bargains, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, were you a bit envious at the beginning? You thought, well,
I'm so
really
jealous,
clever.
Judith. My jealousy was off the scale. I couldn't bear it. I was almost choking.
Well, you know, so I had to go to Whole Foods to get some fiberglass patches. That was quite time consuming. Did all that, you know, and we had to read the instructions. And then I had to get some, I forgot what it's called. It's stuff that you get from the DIY shop, and it goes, it's like plasticine, and you mix it and it goes solid and waterproof. So I had to do that on all the holes. Then I had to get borrow a sander, electric sander. I mean, okay, so, you know, a lot of time on my knees in the garden. And by the way, you'd be amazed how many people have come into our garden, like, because there's no gates, like the postman has popped around and picked deliveries, and not one person has said to us, why have you got a rowboat on the lawn? Like, not one. Like, it's normal, but anyway.
That's rude. How rude.
Well, it's just a bit odd.
Yeah.
Anyway, so hours and hours of fun. But then there's been a sort of bung problem, because when I bought this from the harbour master, he said, yeah, all you've got to do is you get a couple of bungs, because, you know, and you've got to put one bung there and one bung there. I guess
this is to stop it sinking.
Water. Well, I think so. I think that's what he said, but wasn't really listening properly. So I thought, well, you know, bung's a bung, isn't it? So I sent off for some bungs. They came back. They're in the wrong fucking size. Yeah. Then I measured the holes, you know, and they come in different sizes. Sent off for those. Okay, they came back. And he arrived in a jiffy bag. And for some reason, Mike must have put them in the recyclable bin by mistake.
Bloody
so they
Mike.
Went, yeah. on dustbin day, so they went. So I just sent off for another love a lot. It arrived yesterday, and they're the right size ish, but they obviously the person before me has kind of bunged them with this plasticine stuff, so it's not quite a round hole, so they don't go in. So we still haven't solved
Judith,
the bung
problem.
You
could always torch the boat. Just bung a bit petrified. Fuck it. Have
and
a great
bollocks.
Big bonfire.
And then we got to
I mean, the other thing you
the
could
river.
Do, I mean, it's a bit of a twee thing to do, but it could be quite good. As you
I
could
know
just
what
fill
you're
it with,
going to say.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would put some pots in it and just a bung a load of soil in it and plant it up.
Like a pub garden, like a beer garden.
Yeah, you could have a beer garden. Honestly, Judith, you say you haven't got a job. Your garden is begging for some socially distanced tables. You could have
it
about
is,
30 people.
Yeah, I know. A pop-up.
You'd make a
garden.
Great bar woman.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't let people drink too much. You'd stay after they'd had a pint and a half. You'd go, that's enough, I think. Time you went home. Bye.
Bugger off.
We're closing now. It's 9 o'clock. I'm due on the sofa. Get out.
That's what I feel like saying when I've got guests.
Listen, you sent me an email and there was an intimation in the email that you might have dog news.
Jenny, we are expecting. Mike and I are expecting. Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really happened. Can't believe it's actually happened. But one night, you know, I was looking on Pets for Homes and all those sort of sites.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was getting ridiculous. I mean, the price of them. And honestly, and I just thought some of these people aren't for real. And I thought, no, I'm going to give up. This is ridiculous. But then what would happen is I'd get on the sofa about 9:15 and I'd start, you know, Google looking for stuff. And yeah. I found one that had just come on like about 15 minutes before, right?
Yeah.
And she's a breeder of Cocker Spaniels. And and it just went on. And he had to fill in a form. He had to read all this thing. There was a contract. And then he had to fill in a form about us and what we were like. So I thought, oh, my God.
Don't let her listen to this, for God's sake. Don't let her listen to this.
No, definitely not. So I did it really quickly, you know, because I normally would have left it till the next day. Did it, sent in all my forms and everything. Next morning she rang me and she gave me the choice of two black girl puppies, right, because I always wanted a black one. And one's got a little bit of white under her chin and the other one's got quite a lot of white under her chin. She said, you can have the choice of two. So we've got
one. Did she send you photos? Did you choose which one?
No photos have been forthcoming, Jenny. And actually, okay. Sienna said, why haven't there been any photos? I hope it's not some elaborate scam.
Well, all you want is a photo will come. I mean, obviously, you're not going to send her any money until you see a photo. You don't want
to send it. I had to send her £300 to actually reserve it that morning. You're joking. Oh, no, I had to pay £300 to actually reserve it. That's what
it is. Odd is that like. She hasn't sent you a picture.
I know. I am starting to think it is a little bit.
Okay, let's not dwell on this. Let's just give her the benefit of the doubt right now.
Indeed.
And we will hear next week, Judith, whether you've been scammed or whether if not, then you should have chosen which dog you want, whether it's big white spot or small white spot. And then we can start thinking about names. But let's not think about names until you've got a photo in your hand.
I know.
Right. What we're going to do now is close our eyes. And all the listeners, we're going to close our eyes. We're going to send good vibes, right? We want good vibes from Judith's dog. And we want good vibes from my roses. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Just 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Nearly shat
myself. I was doing it.
Yeah, of course we're doing it. We want roses and dogs. That's all we need. Apart from books and telly. Okay. Last week, set you a challenge, Judith. And that was to watch the big flower fight on Netflix.
Yeah, I watched
Netflix.
It. Yeah, I was a bit disappointed. Because you said you binge-watched the whole series, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
If I'm honest, I didn't really get to the end of one. But I thought you were right. The contestants are very, very well chosen. Very good. But no, I seriously have now got sort of the Bake Off template fatigue. You know, that whole thing.
I can see that. I can understand that. I will forgive you. I really enjoyed it just for a sort of visual spectacle. I thought it was a bit of a dog's dinner of a programme. I didn't really like quite a lot of people involved, apart from the contestants who I thought were brilliant. Yeah. And as it went along, because there were fewer and fewer contestants, or less and less, I can never remember which one it is, and you got to know them better, and the ultimate winners were fabulous. But I understand why I didn't like it. So what have you liked?
Well, I've been watching this thing called White Lines, which we finished last night, and which I think I said it's all right. It sort of goes into a sort of silly phase. You know when series go a bit silly, where they go on a bit
jump
too long.
The shark.
Yeah. But it's set in Ibiza and they've all got these amazing kind of outside living rooms. And because it's sort of coincided with this hot weather, I think a lot of it has been...
You could transport yourself there.
Well, yeah. And I noticed that they had these kind of lovely sort of sets of chairs outside and they would have like a bunch of flowers. You know, they'd have a vase of flowers in the way that you would have inside.
Yeah.
But they had, but one thing is they had a dining room where they ate outside and it had this kind of trellis over the top. And then from the trellis, they'd suspended all different sorts of lampshades, working lampshades, lights for the evening. Oh, God, that was clever. So there was
you
a lot
you
of
weren't
kind
really
of,
watching it for the story, no, were you? You were watching it for the decor. Yeah, you were getting ideas. Do you know, I bet.
Sex as well.
Oh, was there? Oh, how embarrassing. Yeah. Oh, dear. Oh, fast forward. Less sex, more patio furniture.
Yes,
that's my motto.
Definitely the way to go. Definitely.
Because yeah, I reckon patio furniture, had the weather lasted, I mean, maybe it's going to sort of beef up again, but, you know, I could imagine that with, you know, garden socialising, patio furniture sales are just going through the roof.
Oh, it must be flying off
those
shelves.
There's going to be so much one-upmanship about patio furniture.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to do some plugs actually, and I'm really sorry about this. Oh God, I'd just like people to buy or tune into the two earlier novels that I wrote when I was quite a bit younger, and they're called Camberwell Beauty and Having a Lovely Time. Are both on Kindle offer this month, the month of June, all of June. They are 99 pence each now. You're not going to the office, you're working at home, you might be saving a couple of quid every day because you're not buying extortionately priced flat white. So you could go on go on your Kindle and purchase those two. It's two books for £1.98. Say fairer than that.
Wow, that is that I've got. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I might even buy them myself, to be quite honest. And... the other thing that I've got starting next week on June the 10th is the sixth series, series six of Little Lifetimes.
Goody, yes, you are clever.
Series six.
Series six. Bloody hell, well done.
Not clever, but very tenacious. And we're kicking off with Pauline McLean. Pauline McLean, who, very funny, very Irish, Father Ted and many other things. And she's fabulous in this one. It's called Meeting Up. And that will be, it goes out really late at night, which is just ridiculous.
That's annoying. What time? I know. What, like after?
Yes, at about 10:45 at night, Judith.
Oh.
Madness. So
well,
catch up on Sounds.
I was going to say, we can still listen to it on BBC Sounds.
Very good. We've plugged that now.
Are you still reading the thing about the Beatles, which I need to get into?
Yes, I can't say I love it as much as this is Craig Brown's 1, 2, 3, 4 about the Beatles. I don't love it as much as I liked his book about Princess Margaret, which I adored.
Yep.
I'm also listening to Maggie O'Farrell's Hamnet, which is so beautifully written. I can only manage short bursts of it because it's so rich. It's like sort of eating pheasant in a very rich plum sauce. Okay, so we're now going to have a quick roundup on our emails, Judith.
Yep.
What have you picked out for today?
I tell you what, we had something from Jo, 57, from the West Midlands, who says she hasn't seen her partner for months. And she wanted to ask us something. She's asking us, what would we be like without Jeff and Mike? I know what I'm like without Jeff.
Freudian slip there, Judith.
Very Freudian slip. I know what I'm like without Mike because he goes off on his travels with his with his kind of, you know, holidays with Giles, where he goes off on weird holidays that I don't.
Yeah, and then you like it for a bit, and then I think you get a bit lonely.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. I have, I have a kind of probably a week, maybe even 10 days, where I'm really quite sort of demob happy. And
yeah, thrilled.
You know, everything is the way I want it and everything is utterly ship shape. And then I get a bit bored of my own company. And then what happens is I think, I've got no one to cook any puff pastry for.
Yeah,
no one to play with. And I get a bit, and then probably something difficult happens, and I might even have to pay a bill. He pays all the bills, you know. I don't have to do any of that. It's a reality.
That's me. Jeff does it all as well. I don't know what. I think it's because Jeff doesn't want me to know that, you know, how much money he's got. He's a bit secretive about that sort of thing.
I think there is a bit of a control issue. They're quite like that, don't they? But you know, I've never been able to. I can never really read a bill properly and think, well, what do I owe exactly? You know, it's all I'm a bit sort of dyslexic.
I have to wait for a red demand that tells you exactly how much you owe and how much you're going to owe if you don't pay it right now.
We're not That's good,
that,
we?
Yeah.
So what would you be like without Jeff?
Well, very similar to you but I wouldn't last 10 days. I could do sort of probably a day and a half of sort of having everything my own way and being with, sleeping in the middle of the bed, you know.
Yeah.
All that kind of thing and just letting off as and when. And mind you, do
what,
that.
You don't.
Of course I do. I don't know why I even bothered saying that. But, you know, just that sort of thing of, oh, you know, I've just, my time, me, do it my way. And then, yeah, after, within 48 hours, I know that I'd be scared of the dark. I'd be thinking I'd heard a noise in the night. I'd have the shotgun my side of the bed rather than his side of the bed where it is at the moment. It's only an air gun. We're allowed. It's not an illegal thing. It's not a pistol.
I think we'd both miss someone to stop in with, wouldn't we, really? And which is why I think lockdown might have been quite challenging, really, for people living on their own. It's because it's not so much the going out, because I've got lots of friends and I really like going out with lots of different people. But yeah, it's the stopping in. It's like who are you actually going to sit and eat with and who you're going to watch the telly with.
Well, we hope that Jo gets back together with her partner very soon. You know, let us know how you're getting on. And I think also what's really weird about the situation is that people have found themselves living in lockdown with people that they, you know, might necessarily not have chosen to spend that much time with. But, you know, the situation caught them both off guard. And I think that there are some relationships that have been accelerated by lockdown, you know, people choosing to spend the time together.
So. Yeah.
So let us know if you're in that situation. Yeah. We're very nosy.
Yeah.
and we'd love to share your gossip. We will change your names if that's what you'd rather we do. Anyway, there we go. We've had a lovely chat. We've chatted about all sorts of things. We stayed cyst free.
We did. For yeah. What are you having for your tea?
Tea tonight. I've got some steaks that need doing. I think I'm going to do them in miso with pak choy.
Oh, very nice.
I shall chop them up and they shall be doused in the miso, the little miso jarred sauce, little tiny jars of it. It's quite an intense flavour. And I think it's, a load of ginger. I love a bit of ginger.
So you've got very good at cooking. You say you haven't had a good lockdown, but you definitely got better. And you've got the proficiency badge, as far as I'm concerned, for cooking. So, you know, don't underestimate yourself. Very nice. Well, if I can get into the garage, some puff pastry with goat's cheese on the top. If not, I don't know.
Bugger okay, you're going to have to limbo under that garage door, Judith. Yeah. We're going to wish you all the best. Be and careful, actually, seriously, because you don't want that thing coming down on your head. So don't try and get in the garage without Mike holding the door.
I won't.
I think Daisy said she's given us a thumbs up. We're allowed to play a little bit of Alabama 3.
This is
from the soundtrack from The Sopranos. It's the opening track title and it's called Woke Up This Morning.
Oh, fabulous. Look after yourself, gang. Bye.
Bye.